Well, how tough of a decision is it to bring Nathan Beaulieu out of the lineup for game one just based on the body of work that he was able to do for Josh?
Like his work, for sure, and it's not easy because his play didn't warrant it, but Josh Morrissey's play warrants him being in the lineup, and you got to make those kind of decisions. I've liked the pairings and the consistency of the other two groupings, so he's been really good, been a good find for us for sure.
It's been a long time since you've had your top six or what would have thought defensemen available for you simultaneously. How different could this team look with having them all back?
Well, I mean, your expectation that everybody plays the way they're capable of playing, and those two guys are, I don't know how you want to rank them on our team. Josh plays against the other team's best and Buff's a force, so having them back in the lineup just makes you as good as you can be.
So Brandon Tanev came out a little bit late, so no change in his status for game one?
Or? Correct. Last year, Buff was kind of a dominant force in round one. Scheif, now, you don't want to say single-handedly won round two, but almost close. Is it too much to expect that one player is going to take over a series?
No, you know, I think in every series you focus on one player. So I would agree with you, absolutely. And then Connor Hellebuck, though, as well in round two. And then you start going down the list of everybody being important. But there'll be, on every team that wins a round, there's going to be a guy that you notice the most, and and you have to have it. They're all capable players on both sides of center ice tomorrow are going to be capable of being a difference, and the winning team may have just one more guy.
Kevin Hayes had his biggest impact ball since his arrival?
Probably letting us do what we're doing here with our grouping. We've got, you know, the advantage in your lineup isn't always with your top line. Everybody's got a good top line. It's what can you produce after those two, those top lines saw off. So we've just really liked Perreault, Hayes, and Ehlers as a group. They're exciting. I think Nicky Ehlers, Matty Perreault brings a certain energy to the game, and Nicky feeds off that, and then there's a lot of speed that goes into it. And with Kevin, he can move the puck and he can make plays, but having some speed to play with is a real it's good for him. It helps his game. We like the line.
What did Ehlers learn from his playoff run last year? And obviously he was the first to express some disappointment in not being able to score, but he said he also was able to learn a few valuable lessons. And what did you see from that process?
Just go back and think of the number of guys that hadn't played playoff games. Like a lot of our veterans had played four, right, in the Anaheim series 4 years earlier, and then a whole bunch of guys hadn't played a playoff game. So we got an interesting group that comes back. We're younger than we were last year, but we go into the playoffs a more experienced group. So he would learn, and truly you have to experience it. The level of hockey that's played in the playoffs is just so much different than the regular season. It has to be. You can't play playoff hockey for 8 months. There'd be no players left. So he learned what to expect, the change in game. And I felt in his game, he wasn't happy after he came back off injury, but I thought in the last week he started to look like he did just prior to his injury. More veteran player, more competitive guy.
So a year ago, your team had, I think, won 11 and 12. You're firing on all cylinders. You're going playing great. This year, maybe, you know, you're working on some things a little bit. Does that playoff experience that you're talking about make up that shortfall in perhaps where your game might be right now?
Yeah, I'm fine with where our game's at right now. I'll take it three at another time, but surviving since the All-Star break has been good for us, and playing without important players has been really good for us. Like I said, we're a younger group, but we got more experience. So I don't know how to relate it to last year. I know I'm just as excited about tomorrow's game as I was last year's first game. I also got, probably based on predictions, I have quite a bit more respect for St. Louis than a lot of you people do, because I watch them play all the time. I watch a lot of those Central Division games. I mean, they had 99, we had 99. It's going to be a hell of a series. The regular season was fine. It's just not a whole lot of fun. This is where it's fun.
Well, there's going to be a lot of attention paid to Patrick's game throughout the postseason. Yeah. But is there another level for your top line to find as well? The Scheifele's, Ehlers, the Connors?
Yeah, and I fully expect them to get to that. Like, they found it not in the Minnesota series in game one. It was game four where that line got going, and then they ran, and they were, you know, so good for us. They're back together, and you could see it in the last three games, their game changed, right? So they had a lot of success in November and December, snapping that puck, five seam passes, real pretty hockey. And it worked for them. And then the game changes, and now they're starting to gear up for playoff hockey, and you can start to see straight lines, net drives, and that's what they're really, really good at.
You've seen their game kind of evolve more into the style you're seeing.
Yep.
What kind of feeling out process are you expecting?
I'm sorry?
What kind of feeling out process do you expect, considering you haven't seen them? Or does that get thrown out the window because it's game one and everyone will be all amped up?
Yeah, there's certainly an unknown between these two teams. Right, I mean, we just haven't seen each other in an awful. It's the season series is 0-0. It feels like this year anyway. I don't think much of a feeling out process. They like where their game's at. I think we understand what our game is. So I think we're going after it right from the puck drop.
You've been through a lot of these. I would think no home team wants to go into game two thinking the best they could do is a split. So how critical is one?
I've been through a lot of these media scrims. It's the biggest game ever. Chance we may call off game two if it doesn't go our way.
Put it into some kind of perspective for the dumb guy.
I got a picture of Zdeno Chara. I'm watching the Boston feed, I mean, whatever, 2010, when they won the Stanley Cup, and they'd lost the first two games, and Chara's going down the VOM after the game, and the announcer was, it was doom and gloom. It's all over. You know, boy, if they don't get it, they're just, it's over, basically. It's never over, man. Like, you win the first two, you got to be careful you don't feel too good because you got to go back in the building. You lose the first two. That may be the thing that gets you right. So you go out and play the first game as hard as you possibly can, and then you deal with your day. I will spend no energy about forward concern about where we're at in the day. I won't be any more excited up one than down one in terms of what it means for the next night, because momentum changes every time the puck drops and you have an opportunity to get it going.
Do we overestimate what that building might do? Because the building will be,
this building's going to be awesome
since the Vegas series. Yeah,
well, and it can't be, right? It's no different than, like, we'd wear our season ticket holders after the first month if they had to put that kind of energy into it. It's going to be great. It's going to be, I don't know, it's just going to be exciting, man.